Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
On this Daylight Savings Weekend. Glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is NG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, Gigi?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Well, welcome. We're glad you took a little time off of your day to join us. Let's get some business out of the way. Of course, you can listen on your phone, 619-393-6728. You can just listen, but of course, we'd want you to get on the show. If you do, just hit the one button. That raises your hand. We'll put you in the lobby. We'll give you a drink, maybe even give you a lap dance for one of our beautiful ladies, and we'll get you on the show. We're also in the chat room, so if you're on your computes, as G likes to say, the computes. You can go in the chat room. I'm in there. You can interact with me, and I'll try to get to as much as I can on the show. Okay, like I said, daylight savings time. You got to put your a clock ahead, and I'm going to talk more about that in a second. But let's get G in here. We've been off for 2 weeks, and I'm sure you got about 15 to 30 obituaries. What's going on, G?
First, I want to let everybody know, too, if they can they can reach me on the tweets there, the Twitter. That's Gary the Hat. That's D-A, Gary the Hat. That's where they can reach me. First, we lost a few people while we were away. One was the first Cuban, actually the black Cuban star, Minnie Minosa. He was known as the Cuban Comet. He played in five decades of baseball, of course, with the Chicago White Sox. So condolences go out to the Minosa family there. Also, one that you and I know, bro. I mean, he was one of our favorite players. I remember us, you know, when we were watching the basketballs, you know, jumping up and down and everything, you know. We lost Anthony Mason at a young age of 48 with a massive heart attack. I mean, truly, truly, I mean, this guy might not have all the skills, but boy, did he have the desire. I mean, he was unbelievable for us, especially during that run in 94 when we you know, on the Pat Riley. So our condolences go out to the Mason family. And also, we also lost a TV icon. You all know what show he's from. Let's just hear a little of the music.
Space, the final frontier.
Very well. I know I was young, but for some reason, this stood with me. I used to watch the show because she loved Star Trek. And it's unbelievable that the popularity that Star Trek had. I think it was only on for a couple seasons. And But the great Leonard Nimoy, one of the truly great characters of TV, passed away at the age of 83. Our condolences go out to the Nimoy family.
Yeah, no, the first guy I don't really know too much. Of course, Anthony Mason, that's when basketball for the Knicks was fantastic in the 90s. Again, Anthony Mason with Charles Oakley. I mean, these guys may have set offensive basketball back a decade, but still tough. Knicks were relevant, fantastic basketball. And, of course, Star Trek, I got into it through you. And that was always my favorite character. We did a play, I think, at elementary school, and I was Mr. Spock and Live Long and Prosper. Then I remember him doing In Search of, we used to take the Bigfoot or all these stupid mysteries, and then In Search of. So he was a great actor. So, okay, so we'll move on from here. Brother, let me just tell you a couple things. Yeah.
Just one thing. Do you have pictures of you in the Spock with the ears? That would be classic. That would be worth a lot of money if we could just find a picture of you doing Spock. And with those ears and the flat head, man, I would love to see that.
I don't think we went that far. I think we just did it. I don't know if we actually put the ears on all, but if I had those pictures, you'd be for sure would not be seeing them. I buried them, so. But I appreciate you bringing that up. Brother, today I took Aunt Marino Gajani the last weekend here. They've been down, and it's been good to have them. But took them out to Applebee's with Mom, and let me just tell you real quick: avoid Applebee's on Del Prado. A disaster. I mean, going there, the waitress, not that pleasant in the beginning. I can live with that. You know, she brings over the drinks. Then she doesn't know the soup of the day. How the hell are you going to be a waitress? Before you open the doors, everyone just say, okay, everyone know the soup of the day? Doesn't know the soup of the day. Comes over with the drinks. She gives everybody the drinks. She leaves me and she doesn't give me a straw. I can live with that. Then she comes up. This is not her fault. I want a salad. They have every damn salad dressing, but a red vinegar, olive oil vinaigrette. Can I just have that? I don't want the olive oil and vinegar. I want the whole dressing. They got every other damn dressing but that. So then she comes over with the salad. Yeah, she gives Mom her salad. She gets a nice dressing. She gives me a dry salad. No dressing on the side. She gives me the finger, this one here, okay? Nothing. Okay, I live with that. Then we get our nice meal. Uncle Johnny wants a BLT. We said no mayo. She wrote no mayo. What comes? Sandwich, mayo. And then she disappears. Then she disappears. So I had it. I went over to the manager, got him over there, and I raised a little bit of a ruckus. Stay away from Applebee's, brother. Terrible.
Knowing you, you probably went in there with your little swagger on. You know, you probably already, with your little attitude, probably already, and they can sense it from you. I know you, and she probably, you know, sometimes people are new, you know, they're new, and they got to learn. So, you know, she was probably learning. You know, the cook in the back, it's his fault. It's really our fault. It's the chef in the back's fault. So, you know, sometimes you got to be a little patient when people do something wrong because it's not really their fault.
No, she's got to be responsible. Before the meal comes out, you check it. If she's new, just say, hi, I'm pretty new, blah, blah, blah. And I expect it. That's all. Okay? Avoid Applebee's. Okay, brother, I'm gonna vent. I'm doing rapid fire. Another thing I got to warn people, keep your alcohol and your dogs away. I never drink. I rarely have a drink. I can't remember. Yes, I want to have a nice cocktail, brother. I have myself a little vodka, I have a little Sierra Mist. I go on to Lanai, I have my drink, nice and warm out, and Max is doing his thing. I don't know how I knocked the drink over. So I ran inside to go get some towels and stuff. I come outside, stupid head Max is licking the drink. Well, I don't have to tell you, this was 2 o'clock. By 2:30, he was stumbling and bumbling, walking, tripping, banging his head against the Lanai thing. He's trying to jump on the chair. He can't see the vision. He falls backwards. He was drunk till 10 o'clock at night, brother. 10 o'clock at night, he was drunk.
This is why you shouldn't have animals, okay? Knowing you. And you probably you don't drink much. You probably had 4 beers before you made that drink. And you're probably having a drink right now.
Maybe. I tell you, brother, it was. I should took some video. The poor guy, he was stumbling, bumbling. So, and then my last event today, brother, is this damn daylight savings time. I'm sick to death of this crap. I was gonna say another word, but we got listeners that don't want to hear curse words. Arizona is the only damn state that makes any sense. I'm lost with this daylight savings time. Or I don't care. Keep it one way. Why do we gotta keep switching back and forth? They did it in the wartime to conserve energy. We're not in war right now. Okay? Keep it one way. For example, brother, I know you love your job. I know you can't wait for Monday morning. You can't wait for Monday morning. But don't worry, brother, because you're going to get a 1 hour less weekend time for you. You'll be back driving the truck an hour earlier this weekend. Okay? How's that feel?
I don't like this at all either. I mean, leave it one way or the other. What the hell? I don't understand why we got to change the time. If you want it more light in the morning, then do it one way. If you want it darker at night, who knows? Do it the other way. But keep it the same. I don't understand. I'm right with you on this. Now an hour of my life is going to be wasted now because I got to change the clocks now. You know what? Let's not do it. How about that? How about nobody does it? Okay? If nobody does it, then it doesn't change, right? We keep it the same.
Right.
Who's going to stop us? There's no daytime savings cops, police. That's going to come into your door and force you to change your clock. So let's just all leave it the way it is. That's all. That's how we fight this stuff. Stay together. You know? Solidarity. Solidarity.
I know. We should chant that. We should start a thing on the 2G show. We should chant. Instead of chanting Attica, what should we chant? Daylight savings time? Well, I don't know what we should chant, but we should get something going.
Don't change the clock.
Everybody, don't change the clock. I see you, Mom, in the living room. Let's say it. Hey, Maria, let's go. Don't change the clock. Don't change the clock. I don't hear anybody saying it.
Come on, everybody.
Everybody, it'll give you one more chance. I think Camille's listening in Arizona. Camille doesn't have to say it because she lives in a state that makes sense. They don't change it.
We don't change the clock.
You can say we don't change the clock. We don't change the clock. There you go. It was fun to hear the 2G show. But anyway, you got a vent there. And my last vent before we go to is my alma mater, whatever you say, my FGCU, Dunk City. They're frauds. Okay, they made that Dunk City 2-3 years ago. You know, they two of the powerhouse teams, brother, in their division, the A-Sun, leave. And they still can't win and get into the tournament. So I heard about that. That just drives me crazy. They're frauds, brother. FGCU.
Yeah, I think you can call them a fraud. They're a basketball team. Sometimes you don't get the recruits that you need. They go somewhere else. Okay? Teams like FGCU, I mean, is it really a college? You know what I mean? It's
a scope college.
Of everything. It's not really a college. So we had one good year. Fine.
Brother. It's a state, brother. It's not only it's a university. It's a state university, just like any other Florida state. It's a state university.
Yeah, but is it really a state? They let you in. So come on, they let you into the school. So you know what I'm saying? That just proves it right there. It can't be really a top-notch school.
That's a good point. I remember Anne Marie said today, she goes, "You work with kids?" Oh, boy.
You can't even take care of a puppy.
I can't believe the puppy got drunk. That's unbelievable. All right, brother, so what else we got here? If you're joining us, you are listening to the 2Gs, 619-393-6728. And we've been moving along. We've been talking about certain different things. But let's go to football.
Yeah, you know what, I'm so glad that we have a lot of people here who like to conserve on the gas and everything. You know, instead of driving across country, they decide, you know, because they can, they get into their planes to conserve, you know, the gas and the, you know.
Oh,
Don't get me started on that. And the warming. So they get in their plane and make sort of quicker and faster. And then, of course, you know, they're not really pilots. They're freaking actors and stuff. And then they decide, I'm going to just crash the plane.
Brother, you said this too. If you had $1 million or $1 billion, you wouldn't fly your own plane. You get someone to fly it for you. These are the hypocrites. See, you're going to get me into this. These are the hypocrites in Hollywood, okay? This is Harrison Ford, okay? Harrison Ford worth a gazillion dollars. He wants to go with Al Gore and stupid Leonardo DiCaprio, who hasn't made a decent movie since Titanic. These guys want to talk about global warming, okay? We got to cut back on our carbon footprints. You know, don't drive too far. Don't do this. This is a guy that gets on a plane to go get a hamburger, Harrison Ford. Do YouTube the interview. YouTube it. He spends he puts a more carbon footprint in one day than you and me together all our lifetime. So don't get me started with Harrison Ford. Good for him. Stupid ass. What, to fly his own effing plane? What an asshole. Would you fly your own plane, brother?
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. These people, they think that, you know, they think because they do a few lessons that they, you know, they're pilots. It's years and years and years of, you know what I mean? Years and years of doing this stuff. And some of them are even from, you know, from the war. You know, they're in the Air Force. They know what they're doing. You know, you got a guy, an actor, who was a carpenter at one time before he got his big break in Star Wars. And now he's flying planes. You got to be kidding me.
I tell you, brother. I mean, I'm glad he lived, you know. But same thing for this stupid John Denver. Country home, take me home. Well, he went home. He wanted to fly that stupid solar plane or whatever the hell he was trying to. You remember this, brother, back in there a couple years ago. Remember John Denver, another environmentalist nut. Another one of those environmentalist nuts. He wants to fly a solar plane, whatever the hell it was. Remember that, buddy, crashed?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember all John Denver, you know, crashing his plane and dying. I mean, there's so many things. You know, you had, of course, one of my favorite ball players, Thurman Munson. He thought he was he's a ball player. He was a jock. He's flying a plane. So, I mean, you know, it's crazy.
I agree, but it takes years and years and years. You know, you got a guy like Captain Sully, and you watch that. I think it was Delta or United Airlines. I mean, I wasn't United. It was Delta or U.S. Airways. When he landed that plane in the Hudson River, no one died. I mean, that takes years and years and years of doing that kind of stuff. And even experienced pilots probably couldn't pull that off. But no. Harrison Ford, he's got to fly his own damn plane. And Al Gore, another one over there. His jet. It's bigger than all our houses put together. Don't get me started. I think these frauds. Let's move on, brother. Let's talk about some football here. There's a lot of football going on. A lot of trades, brother. I mean, look at this. Buffalo Bills. Rex Ryan is building a powerhouse over there, brother. What's your thoughts about this football trade that's going on? The Jets have picked up a couple of people.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad we got McCoy, you know, a Shady McCoy there out of Philadelphia. You know, one of the top-notch running backs in football, and send him to Buffalo and let them worry about it in that division. I mean, but, you know, Rex Ryan is going to be Rex Ryan. They'll have him playing hard the first couple of years, and then he'll forget that he's a coach, and, you know, he thinks he's one of the players, and you know, his coaching skills are not that good. So he'll find a way to ruin that in Buffalo. But I'm glad he got a piece of one of the best running backs out of our own division. For the Jets, I mean, I don't care who they get. If they don't come up with a quarterback, it doesn't matter. Geno Smith is not the you know, not the answer over there. So they got to come up. I have to see who they come up with first as a quarterback before I say anything about the Jets, even though they got Marshall and Decker, you know.
I thought they picked up a quarterback, brother. I thought they picked up a quarterback, one of those journeyman quarterbacks. I can't think of his name right now. That's Frank's listening. Maybe he can tell me. But I thought Buffalo. I thought Buffalo picked up a quarterback. You're talking about the Jets, though. See, I get confused. I'm so hearing Rex Ryan. My mind immediately goes to the Jets. Two totally different
teams.
Yeah,
Buffalo picked up Matt Cassell.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Cassell. Okay, I'm sorry, because I heard Rex Ryan again. I'm still thinking that nutcase. Cake is still with the Jets. But, he's over there in Buffalo.
You're Patriots, anything. Is Matt Cassell there? Does he scare you? I mean, are you worried about going into a game with him as a quarterback? There's so many bad quarterbacks out there. It's ridiculous.
No. Hey, what do you think about this Dominic Sue? I mean, as nutty as this guy is and dirty as this guy is, one of the best defensive linemen out there, he's a beast. What about the Giants? There's some interest there. Interested or not?
Not for the money that he wants. He's a defensive tackle. You know what I mean? You can double team him. You can do something to take him out of the game. You don't pay a defensive tackle like a defensive end money. They're the ones who get the money, not a defensive tackle. I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of money that this guy wants to get. You know, $100 million. No way. I mean, if he comes at a good price, I mean, of course, he's a great player. Who wouldn't want him? But I'm not going to, put the whole, the whole money on this one player. We need a lot of guys. You know, we need to show up our linebacking crew instead of our line. Let's get something going on that linebacking thing. Because I still know I couldn't name one guy on that linebacking crew. I know Kennard, but that's about it, you know. So, no.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Not for the money that he wants. I say no. What do you say, bro?
You think about the great Giant defenses, and they had Harry Carson. Now, Taylor wasn't – he was an outside linebacker, I guess. Banks. Yeah, I had some great linebackers. And the last couple of years, you're right. I mean, they want to get a pass rushes, but, I mean, they've had some duds there in the linebacker position. It's been
pathetic, in other words. Basinger, I mean, these guys couldn't make a Boston College team, and they're playing professional football with us. I mean, Jesus. Let's go, Reese. Let's wake up. Let's wake up. How many years have I got to put up with this crap? Let's go. Linebackers. Offensive line and linebackers is what we need. Do your job.
Yeah.
Reese, do your job. You know what we need? Go out and get it. I don't know why Eli Manning and this offensive receivers, why we can't year in and year out become a decent team every year. Why do we go Super Bowl with no seals for 3 years, then we go to the playoffs? No, every year, consistency. Let's go. Guys, do your job.
Well, it's amazing. The Giants, I've always talked about how the enigma is. Like, look at New England. Yeah, they had a 10-year drought where they didn't win the Super Bowl. They won three, and then they won last year. But year in, year out, no matter who you plug in there, no matter what they have, their system works, and they consistently win every single year. And they got four Super Bowls in this era. Okay? The Giants, you're right. You get these two Super Bowls, and then in between that, I'm giving you the finger there, the Italian thing. You go under the neck a little bit, the thing there. That's what I get every year after that. 6-10, 0-7. You're right. I don't understand. So, think of the Italian thing. Don't you put that on your, you know what I'm talking about? You put the chin and you get the finger. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you do it right now.
Underneath,
you see me?
And you push out. Like underneath.
Yeah,
your chin,
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I'm doing it right now. See, can you see? I'm doing it right now. This is what the Giants are here. I'm doing it right now. Can you see it? I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
You know what I'm doing?
You
put your arm on, your hand on your arm, you raise it. That's what I'm doing when I talk about it.
Oh,
I'm
that's what you're doing
warming.
Right now? Yeah, that's what you're doing right now.
See what
that's
I'm doing,
what we're doing. Yeah, I can see it.
I mean,
let me
put
take
your hand
it.
On your, you put your right hand right like in the middle of your other arm, your left, and you push it up. That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing right now? Yeah, sometimes I like to put my foot up. I put my foot up and I flick it up that way. I'm doing that right now. My right foot. I'm doing that right now. See, that's another way you get that's the French finger. You use your foot. I just did that right now. I just use my foot. There you go. I just did it again. That's what the Giants do.
You don't use your feet.
It's a French finger. They call it a French finger, even though you're using your foot. You get them like that. I just do it right there. See, right there. You do it again. That's what you do. Okay? Everybody should try that at home.
You're making stuff up now. That's ridiculous. There's no such French thing with the foot. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You can't.
Look it up, brother. Look up the French finger. It's a foot. Let's move on. Brother Spring Train.
Wait, one thing. You're in the car, and somebody is pissing you off, and you want to, you know, give you armor. You can't do it with your feet. There's no such thing.
Well, now, you're right about that. You can't do your foot because you usually have to use the right one, but you can open the door and use your left foot. You can do that. That's if you're in the car, you can use the left one, but typically you use the right one. So look it up. Yeah, you learned something here on the 2G show. It's called the French finger, but you use your foot. There you go. I'll do it next time. All right, there, brother. Listen, spring training is there. We got 5 minutes left. I don't put much into spring training. But I didn't realize one of these Mets, one of these young pitchers, Matz, M-A-T-Z, lefty, Stephen Matz. I didn't realize he grew up a Mets fan in Long Island, and his mother works for Kamsuag High School. So I really had to give a shout out there. But this Mets pitching, brother, I mean, they got Wally Backman. I think we might need to squeeze out the playoffs. Not going any more than that. They got no hitting. The Mets pitching is pretty good, though, brother, a young pitcher.
You know, finally the Mets, but I have to talk about, finally the Mets have a little Gullions. Officer says we're going to win the World Series, and at least they got that Wheeler coming back, but you got to come. At least finally, because normally the Mets will whimper in the corner and say nothing. So it's good to see, if I was a Mets fan, it's good to see that they got a little Gullions there.
Brother, they can have a little Julio, whatever that word is, all they want. There's no hitting. I don't care if the Giants did it. You're not going to win 2-1 every game. They got no hitting. David Wright's washed up. Kadaya, this is not Coors Field. They got no hitting, brother. So it's not going anywhere. And they got a horrible manager who costs you maybe 10 games a year. That's crucial when you're the Mets because you need every game. And Clueless Collins will cost me 10 games this year when he should be giving me 10-plus. Net of 20. Move on. 4 minutes left. Brother, real quick. I know we always talk about Dave Mason, but Dave Mason came out a CD with Fat Mama Cass, or the Mamas and the Papas. Came out in 1971. We both heard about the CD, and we've listened to it over and over again, many times. But I never really paid attention. Let me tell you, brother, that CD, that album, those two are fantastic together. Fantastic. That guitar playing at one of the end of the songs, you could keep Clapton, you could keep Stevie Ray Vaughan, you could take Eddie Van Halen. The only one I'll give you is maybe Hendrix. Unbelievable guitar playing. You were right about this, brother. That's an underrated, underappreciated CD.
I mean, very underrated. I mean, I'm surprised that this wasn't up for like a best album back then. I mean, if you listen to the vocals and the guitar playing and the songs, I mean, what a hell of an album that was. And no one knows about it. No one. I mean, it's ridiculous how great those two were together, Mama Cass and Dave Mason. And it's a shame they did that one thing. And, of course, then she passed away. But I guarantee if anybody listens to that album, it's still fresh. If they listen to it today, they'll think it's brand new. That's how good those songs were.
I agree. Oh, brother, the time clock is telling me I got 3 minutes, but the lady just came on and said I got 90 seconds. So I don't know what the hell's going on. So let's get a final thought here, just in case.
I want to thank everybody for listening around the world and on your computes, your phones, wherever you're listening to. And adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
Okay, I want to thank everybody. Camila out there, Henry, Uncle Johnny, have a safe trip back to New York. Mom, Frank on the computer. We're glad you joined us today. You know, Anne-Marie, the phone works upstate New York, so get everyone to listen on a Saturday when you're snowing up there. Listen to the 2G show. We'll be back next week. We thank you for listening. For Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
I about the women.